I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, war rages in Sudan while the world turns a blind eye. Learn how Christians are stepping up to make a difference. Then later, a new free resource can help you connect with something bigger than yourself. It's called the Great Commission. We'll unpack this story for you in a few moments. But first, displacement hits a record high as Sudan's war passes the nine-month mark with no end in sight. One in eight displaced people worldwide is Sudanese. Over 1.5 million people have fled Sudan since April and crossed into a neighboring nation. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
the refugees are flooding into South Sudan, but they're also going into Chad and they're going into Ethiopia. We have a team inside Chad working with believers there. And then we have one across the border where thousands are waiting and cannot enter.
John's organization partners with local missionaries who are helping Sudanese refugees. Look for the full story at our website to learn how you can help.
We're making a valiant effort to make money stretch and to keep those 100 families and to keep 7 trauma healing, evangelism, discipleship, and church planting teams in 7 locations among Sudanese refugees. Our goal is to keep them supplied and active. I wish I could tell you that we had more than we had last month, but that's not true. The need is great.
First and foremost, pray.
Pray for the people of Sudan. The trauma is so deep. It's so wide. Pray for our 7 teams and for others are endeavoring to work among the Sudanese.
Meanwhile, what made a church leader in North Africa say praise God when he heard the government had forced 20 churches to close? It wasn't just blind optimism. Joe Handley with A3 tells us,
the reality is that church life can become institutional. And in that case, there was a lot of those dynamics going on.
The loss of a church's building frees its leaders not only from maintenance needs and disputes on design or decorations, but also from larger pressures.
Sometimes it's political. The government is trying to shut down the church, and you get into this massive legal battle that's expensive and consuming the time of the leaders.
Isn't it like God to bring good out of evil towards his people?
When my colleague said, closing churches is actually an avenue to real effective disciple making. It switches the conversation from the life support systems of the institution or organization or the building and shifts it to purely the disciple-making spiritual components of who we are in Christ.
Pray that A3's leadership development helps North African believers pursue discipleship in new and wise ways. And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has a new online video resource that encourages people to use their own stories of hope to bring others to Christ. Ron Hutchcraft, president of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, co-hosts the series.
But there's something about taking that risk. Tell somebody what you're not sure they're going to want to hear about your Jesus. We are stopped by that little four-letter word, fear.
Every believer has a hope story, and it can be used to tackle the seemingly scary task of telling others about Jesus.
You know what your hope story is? It's the story how your life is different from what it would be if there were no Jesus. It's about the difference Jesus has made and is making in your life.
YourHopeStory.com helps viewers break through that fear through a free 6-week video series, which can be used individually or with a small group. The series weaves together 25 diverse hope stories and builds off 4 bridges Hutchcraft says every believer already has in their life: your situation, your tribe, your story, and prayer.
I tell you what this does. It moves people from I can't to maybe I could to I can and I will. And you will have the great privilege of looking in the mirror and saying, I am someone's chance. I'm somebody's chance at Jesus. I'm somebody's chance at heaven.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.